The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, is coming under pressure from backbenchers in his own party today to halt plans to reopen Ireland's embassy in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The mission is due to reopen next week, more than a decade after it was closed, as a cost-saving measure during the financial crisis. In a letter to Minister Coveney last night, four Fine Gael politicians, Senators Regina Doherty, Mary Searle Carney, and TD's John Paul Phelan and Charlie Flanagan, accused the Iranian authorities of using unnecessary and disproportionate force in response to protests and unrest over the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who was in police custody at the time. The embassy, they say, should not reopen until a UN investigation is complete. Well, we're joined now on the line by Senator and leader of the Shannon, Regina Doherty. A very good afternoon to you, Senator Doherty, and welcome to the programme. So how would not opening the Irish embassy in Tehran serve and support those who are taking part, many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of Iranians who are out protesting against their government?
I think, to be fair, we need to look at the reasons why we would open an embassy. And the first, obviously, is to represent and support Irish citizens in that country. And the second, to my mind, is to develop and enhance any trading opportunities that might be available. Now, this is an unconfirmed report, but I'm told off the record there are 18 Irish citizens living in Iran, which probably says an awful lot in itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm also told that there are no trade links between the countries. So you would have to genuinely question what our motives are. A number of colleagues and I have raised this at our party meetings, and John Paul Phelan has raised it in the Dáil with the minister over the last number of weeks. We've asked for the business case for the proposal to be published so that we can have a proper debate around it, just so that we can see the motives. To be fair to the minister, he has told us that it is under review, that he's not pushing ahead, but that we can't also have, you know, embassies only in countries of people that we like. Yeah. But to my mind, we have a regime here that uses major elements of torture, major human rights violations by their own state agencies, rape, torture, murder. They beat and kill people who don't agree with them. And they, you know, anybody that they feel is a dissident, they just do away with them.
So is this about Iran's human rights record or about our links or commercial relations or not with Iran?
To my mind, it should be about sending a very clear message that we do not agree with their human rights record, and we should be doing everything in our power, as the UN Security Council are doing, on the basis of that they initiated this new investigation on the basis of unnecessary and disproportionate force and the fortress mentality that they see existing in Iran.
What then is your response to what Simon Coveney has said? He's pointed out that opening an embassy in a country is not a reward. He was speaking to the Examiner. He said we need to have embassies in countries that we disagree with.
Well, I don't know how having an embassy is going to actually make the Iranian appointed supreme leader and the Guardian Council know how abhorrent we think that their activities are. The document that came out from the Iranian embassy yesterday to all of our ambassadors in Ireland was nothing short of a puff and propaganda piece to try and make people feel sorry for them, insofar as that they are part of an international negative social media campaign. And they dispel, you know, and deny any of the atrocities and activities that we have seen over the last number of months on our social media airwaves.
If we shouldn't have an embassy in Iran, what about China, which has been accused just in recent months by the UN High Commission for Human Rights of serious human rights violations, perhaps crimes against humanity? What about Saudi Arabia, where there's extensive discrimination against women and where hundreds of people every year are executed?
Again, I actually don't disagree with either of the two examples that you've given, Brian, but given the fact that we've already got embassies there, and there are significantly more Irish people living in those jurisdictions, we need to use the embassies to make sure that those people know. And I actually don't think we do so effectively enough, but we need to use the embassies to make sure that people know of our displeasure or disgust, probably more importantly, at their activities. We currently don't have an embassy in Tehran. We don't have an Irish community. And I think it absolutely will send out a wrong message and give the Iranians an opportunity to say, look, the Irish are coming here. So obviously what you're being told in the rest of the world through social media is a US government propaganda.
But what message does it send to keep? What message, if that's the issue here, what message does it send Beijing or what message does it send Riyadh, or what message does it send Moscow that we continue to have diplomatic representation with those countries?
I think diplomacy is obviously a very good thing, and it's the format to actually having relationships and discussions about something. We're not having relations and discussions with Iran over their atrocities for the last number of years. The last time the minister called the Iranian ambassador to Ireland in was about the drone usage or the potential drone usage in the Ukrainian war. We have witnessed, particularly in the last number of months, a resurgence of rebellion of the Iranian people. What Irish and every other country should be doing is supporting those Iranian, not just women, but particularly women, in every effort that we possibly can to send a message to the regime that how they are governed, to use that word lightly, is not acceptable by international standards. We can get to the other agencies and the other embassies and treat those in exactly the same manner and use whatever authority that we have. But right now, I really believe, and so do my colleagues, that by opening an embassy, and I appreciate now it's not happening next week, we're going to review it for next year, but by opening an embassy, it absolutely gives an opportunity and fortune to the Iranian government to use that, in light of the propaganda that we saw yesterday, to use that as an element to dispel the real lived experiences that people in Iran are finally being able to show the world.
I'm struggling to envisage a situation where the Iranians are making a big issue of Ireland reopening an embassy, when given everything else that they're facing at the moment.
I think, to be fair, what they were trying to do with the document, and I'm not sure if you've seen the document that was released by the embassy yesterday, but trying to muddy the waters insofar as that the stories that we're being told are not truthful and they're not respective of the lived experience in Iran.
Should we not have an ambassador in Tehran who's making just those points forcefully directly to the Iranian government?
I don't think, to be honest with you, on an international stage that would send out the right message. And I go back to the reasons why you have embassies in the first instance or consular services in the first instance, to serve your own citizenship, which we believe is 18 people. And in the second instance is to develop trade links and international relations. I don't think there's anybody in government that could stand over any of the atrocities, not only that we've seen in the last number of months against women, but what we should be doing is supporting, the resurgence of a rebellion. And yes, and I completely acknowledge that not all of it is peaceful, but that just tells me, the level of aggregation and frustration of the people that have been living under this regime since the 1970s. I think we should be doing everything we can to support them, not to give a tool of propaganda that would be used by the Iranian government to say, look at Ireland and look at what they're doing. So therefore, what you're being told is not accurate.
Senator Regina Doherty of Fine Gael, thanks very much for that.